With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. Happy Tuesday to you. Time for Wheeler's World. You got 30 minutes in you on what you should do about snowplows?
I got a million things. I mean, so we could talk about that, too. Hey,
you're pissy today. I am
irritated today. I just got another call about the whole car thing, and nobody's talking to each other. Everybody's like, we had to ask you this question. I'm like, yeah, I talked to you last Thursday. Gave you the answer to that. Stop calling me. So, yeah, that's why I'm irritated.
Yeah, when Wheeler's...
You, there's a, look at that bird.
What?
Oh, wow, look at him.
I see him.
That kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Can't see him.
I don't know what that bird is. I don't know what kind he is.
I think it's a falcon.
I looked in my backyard. There were like 900 of them on our grass. It was
That's
like on Saturday. There were so many you could barely see the grass. It was crazy. No, there were. I don't know if it's 900, but there's a lot of them.
This is like if you let third graders do a radio show.
Look at that bird.
Look at the bird. Look at the bird.
He's mad. Hey, there's a birdie.
Dude, I had 900 of them.
Yeah.
900.
Couldn't even see the grass.
In my bathroom. No, you're irritated about everything.
It's all related to the car. It's all related to... Some jackass hits my car and the whole process of trying to get it all taken care of. And nobody talks to each other. Nobody speaks to each other. Nobody listens to you. Like you're talking, you're giving people information. And then they're like 3 days later, we just wanted to call to see if you knew. I'm like, yeah, I know. I called you last Thursday at noon and told you this. What are we doing? And then they're like, oh, sorry. Stop bothering me. Fix my car. Just and cover what you're supposed to cover when you're the insurance company. Thank you.
The world is very simple to Kevin. That's a compliment.
I would like it to be.
And when it isn't, you get mad.
Yeah. I mean, you would think something as simple as, hey, guess what we do every day, all the time for eternity? This is what we do. It's all we do is insurance. And I'm not the first person to have a car that needs fixing. You know, you would think they had this streamlined by now. And I get the whole can't get parts. That's not even, we haven't got to that part yet.
Right.
We haven't got the car into the shop yet, which again, understand. Get it, even though it's, you wonder why people haven't fixed it. Totally understand that. Why don't we have the process streamlined? I'm still being told by my insurance company they still have not gotten the police report from December 20th.
What? Well, I mean, pretty crazy.
Yeah. And at the beginning, they made it seem like, oh, yeah, we just do that. We'll get it. Don't worry about it. And now they still don't have it. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know if it's them being dumb or if it's the police, but apparently now it's going to be my job.
Yeah.
Which... Great, thanks. Add something else to me. While I'm paying you to do this, I'll do it for you.
I told you you had 30 minutes.
Oh, I got more than that. Way more than that. So that's a lot of fun. Other than that, though, things are great.
When Kevin's mad, it's a little startling because he's so loud on top of being mad that he's like, oh, this is just great.
And it's just nothing but swear words.
Like, are you going to yell at
me? You guys know I have two modes. I'm like, I'm silly and normal, yeah. Or I'm angry. There's really no in between any of it.
Kevin gets 70s dad mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. You guys are seeing the filtered work version. This is not the real one. That's why I leave.
He has been leaving the room.
Yeah, he has.
I go into a studio and I start punching things.
Okay, on the last break, I was like, Kevin, have you ever heard of this French bakery? And he was like, being polite, he was like, no, I have not, blah, blah, blah. And then he just leaves the room to go be mad, I assume.
I was calling them. I was trying to be like...
But he humored me first.
I do want to go there, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
I enjoy those places.
Called La Patisserie Choquette.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Macaroon.
We'll do that. We'll do that in 2025 to celebrate when I get my car back. That'll be our celebration lunch. Yay.
He's not going to do anything.
No, would you like to do something else? Because
yes.
I would like to do something else. Let's do this. This is it's somewhat related to people being annoying. I'm assuming, Dave, you've seen the 50th anniversary of The Dark Side of the Moon with Pink Floyd, the fact that they were celebrating that recently. Have you seen the controversy about this?
No, only on the Google Doc.
Okay, so only on the list that I gave you. So, this doesn't take a lot. So they put up the logo on their social media, on Twitter, and you know the cover of Dark Side of the Moon, right?
Yes.
You've got the prism in the middle, you've got the beam of light, and then it breaks into the rainbow colors, because that's what happens with prisms and light.
Yes.
And that's been that way for 50 years, right? Because the album came out 50 years ago. People were yelling at them on social media for being woke, because they put a rainbow on their post about the 50th anniversary of the album cover that had a rainbow 50 years ago.
So it's the same logo.
It's a different, it's just says the 50th, and the zero on the 50 has the rainbow yeah. colors, the same colors that's on the album cover from 50 years ago. And
some big Pink Floyd fans getting very
angry. Right. Like, I can't believe my fan Pink Floyd has gone woke. And we're like, did you not see the cover 50 years ago? And it made me think of these other ones. Like, was it recently? Within the last few years, somebody was raging on Rage Against the Machine. I can't believe they've gone woke. I'm like, did you not listen? Did you not listen to the lyrics when you were going to their shows?
Pink Floyd's not exactly the most conservative band over the years either.
No, of course. And again, it's just funny because they were woke 50 years ago, I guess, when they put the rainbow on there. It reminded me, too, of the lyrics. You remember the Nirvana song In Bloom? And Kurt Cobain's got the lyrics in there where he's like, he's the one that's got, you know, he sings along with all of our songs, likes to shoot his guns, but he knows not what it means. It was a song about people that glom on to the band, but don't really listen. Like, they're not paying attention. And that's all I can think about when I hear things like this. Like, how can you listen to an artist or not understand how a calendar works when you've had where would you rank that, Dave, in terms of rock and roll as the most famous album covers? Would that be a top 10?
Easy.
Album cover of all time?
Easy.
Yeah, easy. Maybe top 3 or 4. And these idiots who are allegedly big fans can't stop yelling about how they're getting woke by putting a rainbow in there.
It'd be like going, boy, that Toby Keith certainly seems kind of conservative lately.
when did he go all mega? Like, yeah, it's stupid.
What's all this putting boots up ass is going on?
Yeah, and it kind of falls in line with what I was angry about with the whole car situation. I was like, does nobody pay attention to anything? And we were joking about it with the snowplows. Like, why do they have to repeat over and over again, don't pass the snowplows? We know why. Because dummies do it. They don't pay attention. They don't listen. They don't think. And it leads to other problems.
But devil's advocate, are there a number of times that you can say something to a dummy? Right?
Like,
there's some dummies listening.
Yeah.
And they said, don't pass the snowplow 8 times.
But they're thinking, that's for people who don't know how to drive.
I know what I'm doing.
You're for sure. You're right.
There's always a point of parliamentary procedure. Yeah.
Your Honor, I have a really big car. It's okay for me.
It's because you guys don't know how to put a fork in an electrical outlet.
Since we're talking about woke stuff, can we please talk about the M&Ms really quickly?
Yes.
So I saw this statement. I had to look up and make sure this wasn't fake, because when I originally saw it, I thought for sure it was a parody of someone pretending to be the M&Ms. and then they didn't have that many Twitter followers either. So I had to double check and make sure that we were looking at the right thing. But M&Ms basically are walking back their revamp of their different M&M characters. And they're saying, look, we didn't mean to make anybody upset by this. We've clearly gone a little too far. So instead, we're going to replace all of our spokes candies. They're taking a step back. We're putting them on pause. We're replacing them with the beloved Maya Rudolph. She will now be the face of M&M's candies. And when I read this, I thought, this is someone trolling. Yeah. There is no way this is real.
Genius irony.
It It's real. They really, so they like, quote unquote, went woke, and I guess enough people got upset and they actually walked it back. I never thought in a million years that M&M's would make all of these marketing decisions and then go, you know what? Maybe we went too far by taking away the green M&M's go-go boots and giving her a pair of sneakers. We had no idea it would upset you guys this much. So we're just going to put them all on pause and replace them with Maya Rudolph, who I know Dave does not like.
She's when Angela Lansbury died, she took over number one slot in my hatred zone. Here, okay, let me, all kidding aside, I mean, if I'm anything in my professional life, I'm a marketer, right? It's what I do. Yeah. I think I understand it pretty well. Now, I'm certainly open to the fact that over the years I have been effectively marketed to subliminally. Oh, okay, I went and I bought this and I didn't even realize why I was doing it. But the top of my brain, I do not remember ever being moved to make a purchase by cutesy. For example, I love M&Ms. If you want to sell me M&Ms, you pretty much just have to show me M&Ms.
You're right.
But when it's like, oh, the peanut one's real stupid and the brown one's real snarky, I got to have the snack. I don't
know. I know there's little characteristics.
Ever affected me at all. Like if I want to buy a Chrysler LeBaron, I don't care that it turns into a Transformer and plays kickball. You feel me?
I do.
Like, you're selling. Look, you have the easiest job in the world. You're selling M&Ms. Just sell them.
Yeah, also, why do we need to humanize stuff we want to eat? That's a little weird,
yeah,
too,
right?
Yeah,
that is weird.
They had a couple of those like commercials where like nods to that, too. Like the candies are like, oh, no. Like,
what? I would have a hard time choking down a Cinnamon Toast Crunch because they eat each other. First time I saw that, when they're just eating each other in the bowl, I'm like, what about this makes me want to eat this cereal?
I don't know. I'm with you. The best way to sell me food is to let me see what it looks like.
When I was a kid, I think it was Heinz, would pour the ketchup out real slow in a burger because it came out slow, and they would do the song Anticipation, pour it on the fries. It took forever. That's marketing. Because I'm like, damn, those fries look good. I do want some ketchup
Get
on my burger.
Ketchup on there.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll never like go, you know what? I want a Taco Bell because I saw two bros flying a drone talking
Pete
about
Davidson
Taco Bell.
I saw Pete Davidson tell me that he eats the Taco Bell breakfast, like, so now I want
just
it.
Just show me the food. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I kind of want that.
The only time that sex has ever sold for me, when I was a kid, I thought both Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth were kind of hot. There's a confession for you.
I mean, that green ate a lot of pancakes.
That green M&M.
I'm sitting there staring at him going like, no.
There's something to that green M&M. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I always liked the spokes candies.
I like the Santa Claus commercial.
Now we know who's going to pass the snowplow.
Right. Now the extended universe, right? When we got into when they introduced like David Cross as the nervous orange one. I don't even know what flavor that is. That's where they kind of lost me. But I really liked the red one and the yellow one.
Yeah, it was Billy West.
Billy West, yeah. Billy West was the red one. And I forget exactly who was the yellow one, but another known person. And they were a foil. They had a good thing going on. And then, you know, the green one kind of Yoko'd it a little bit, I feel like. And then...
I stand corrected.
Well, of course,
this guy knows more about the M&M's family than I do my own family.
Of course, everyone in the replies is like, you mean you went broke and now you went broke.
Oh, no.
You went woke and you went broke. It's like, oh my gosh. God. Everything is just so
the funnier
stupid
tweets,
nowadays.
We need a reset.
The funnier tweets that stupid? I saw. We about that, where people saying like, oh, yeah, like, you don't think that Maya Rudolph isn't ready to ruffle some feathers for people who
might
be...
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no, actually, I don't think she is planning to ruffle any...
Oh, my God.
She's going to be
speaking
so
of
sassy.
Everything's so stupid. Woke. Have you seen the Damar Hamlin thing?
Oh. Yes, it's picking up steam.
The conspiracy theory is that Damar Hamlin actually died from his heart episode, and he's
because
he's got the COVID vaccine. We don't know that he did or didn't. Nobody has any idea. But most professional athletes have them. And they don't have to anymore, but most of them do. Something like 95% of NFL players. So it's probably a fair assumption to say that he's gotten the vaccine at some point. Boosters and all
and
that, we don't know.
What you're about to say is a real thing.
No, this is happening. It's happening on social media right now. There are people that believe that he died and that he has been replaced by a body double who went to the Bills game, and their evidence for this is you couldn't find a clear photo of him because he had a hoodie on and because whatever. And then he's still on Twitter. He's on social media. He actually posted a picture of himself And with a, what was the, what was the caption? It was something, clone. He posted a picture of himself as clone.
And they're like, there we go. Like, he's showing us he's the clone.
Like, where
hiding
is
in plain sight.
How does your mind go? So from forever, some person is going to be pretending to be this 24-year-old former football player? Some person who looks exactly like him?
I think it probably is that, and definitely not the fact that they would have just wanted to respect his privacy at the game. I think it was
I mean,
it makes a lot more sense.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the camera shots are a little stupid looking. Like, you can't see him at all. Like, it's like at a real far distance in the booth that he's in, the box that he's in, and it's all like cloudy. It's almost like the filters that they use on some of the news programs for the interviewers. It's really kind of poorly done is the way I would put it. But like, your step to that is there's an entirely new person playing the role of Damar Hamlin forever. All of his teammates are in on it. Everybody that works for the NFL is in on it, and all to protect the reputation of the vaccines. Okay.
What more proof do you need?
It's all right there, guy.
Yeah, you're spelling it out for us, Will.
You just gotta open.
You just laid out the case.
Just gotta open your eyes.
Oh my God.
325 DGS. Do some audio. What do we got?
All right. We can start with mine, I suppose. This is just a monologue that Jimmy Fallon did. It's pretty rare that he makes me smile or laugh. I'm just not. That's mean.
No, it's not.
It's okay. It's fair.
But I thought this was pretty good.
Let's get to some news here. On Friday, the FBI spent 13 hours searching President Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware, and they found more classified documents. You know what? At this point, just let us know when you stop finding them. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, as if the documents weren't crazy enough, they also found the script for the last season of Stranger Things. Ooh, how's he getting all this? The Justice Department also took handwritten notes from when Biden was vice president. One was a piece of paper addressed to Obama that just said, "Do you like me? Check yes or no." It's crazy. First Trump, now Biden. Today, just to be safe, Obama burned his house down. He's like,
And then, of course, it turns out that they found documents at Vice President Trump's Pence's house. So it's like, I'm sure they've all got something. It's just the floodgates are open now. Check them all.
Can we play mine next?
Sure.
Okay. I'm really excited about this one. So this was Diamond of the famous Diamond and Silk Trump super fans died, and Trump held a memorial service for her, which was very nice, but he did a 45-minute eulogy where he mostly just talked about himself.
It's amazing.
And it's incredible. You guys have to go and look this up if you want to laugh. But this was probably my favorite part from the 45 minutes.
Most famously, she said, "We classy and we sassy, but if you cross us, things may get nasty."
I mean,
oh my God. I watched most of it. I couldn't believe it. It's someone's funeral.
It's wild.
And he did 45 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating. He was like, "I made up a lot of nicknames. Pocahontas, you may remember that one. There's a dead lady laying there." Like, it's supposed
to
be
like
about
cheering
her
and stuff.
It was one of those real awkward, kind of quiet. Yeah.
At one point, he was like, "The president of NBC begged me to do 10 more years of The Apprentice."
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay. Here we friggin' go. All right, Dave Murray, help us out.
All right. Okay, now, I'm gonna start with something that I have preached for decades. You don't make You don't make an outrageous snow forecast until the storm gets over the Rockies and into the plains.
Yes.
That has just happened. It's okay. In Texas now. The full brunt of the storm is there. Now, what's happened is that the track is shifting slightly south, and it's picking up speed, but it's growing in power at the same time.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me we lost him.
Slightly. Okay. So I'm going to go with just one number, not a big range. Less timing, the evening is fine. It's getting closer, but it's going to be a rain-snow mix starting about 9 o'clock. Should be all snow by about midnight or so. And why that will happen is there's a cooling of the atmosphere when the precipitation starts. So even though we're in the 40s right now, temperatures will drop pretty quickly, at least get cold enough. Heaviest snow still looks like it will be from about 3 a.m. until about 9 a.m. And then the snow quickly comes to an end, but there'll be flurries around much of the afternoon on Wednesday with a high of 35. I'm going with one number, 4 inches across St. Louis. It could be a little higher as you go south, a little less as you go north. And you don't have to go a lot south or a lot north. I think there's going to be a tremendous variance of snow amounts across Metro St. Louis. And it could be as little as a couple of inches. And the further south you go, it will be over 4, but not a lot over 4. So that's why I'm kind of going with 4 inches. It will be a heavy wet snow because temperatures are really borderline throughout the event. And then it's all gone. We'll be cold and windy on Thursday, 32. Friday, after a cold start, we're going to be 45 Friday afternoon. And we just heard from the road crews. I don't think this is going to be a major problem for the big plows and stuff on the highways. I think they're going to handle it very, very well. And by late Wednesday, things should be in great shape. Morning rush is going to be a little bit dicey, but that's because it will still be snowing. Visibilities could be a little bit poor. Do not expect much in the way of blowing snow because it's such a wet snow. There you go. There you have it.
I have a question for Dave and Wheels. Because Wheels, you grew up in Michigan.
Yep.
And Dave, you're a meteorologist.
Yep.
I get that it's all relative. I understand if this were happening in Georgia, it would be DEFCON 4. If this were happening in Alaska, no one would notice. But is this the kind of storm that if we were, you know, 500 miles north would just be like a Wednesday?
Yes, you get it off my shoulder and let's go on with life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good answer.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first moved here, we had a smaller snow than this. It was felt like it was less than an inch. And I just got up and took my kid to school and we got to the school and nobody was there. And I didn't even bother to check because I didn't think, well, this amount of snow, nobody's canceling anything. Well, you know, it's just about what you're used to. And I was used to, you know, at that time, I had just moved from Chicago. And before that, I was in Detroit. With my little stop in Miami in between.
It's kind of fun, though. I mean, I spent time in Alaska. I've traveled, but I've only really lived here. And it's kind of cool to be, Dave, you can check me on my facts here, but to be kind of one of the most
We're north and south. You know,
yes. I mean, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yep,
it's
yep.
kind of cool.
Can I ask?
And not only are we with that with weather, but we're as far as culture is concerned, we're north and south.
Yeah, very true. Historically, very north and south.
To get back what Wheels was saying, I have seen, and we've all seen who've been in St. Louis for a long, long time, I've seen a half-inch snow just paralyze this city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I've seen a 6-7-inch snow that doesn't paralyze the city. So it's all relative. It really is.
Yeah. Andrew, you had a question?
Yeah, so I've been wondering this for a little while now, Dave. You always hear whenever there's snow, people are like, "Oh, well, you should have seen what Kansas City got." Why does it seem like Kansas City typically gets a lot worse storms than St. Louis? They're just right across the state.
Yeah, they're right across the state, but that, you know, that what was it take 4 or 5 hours to get to Kansas City?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tremendous geographical difference, and the storms typically. Well, these big southern storms typically come right up and over St. Louis. So Kansas City's on the cold side of the storm for the entire event. In St. Louis, we're on the warm side for a while, and most of the snow on those. Now, this one's not like that, but most of these southern storms, the snow will be on the back edge, and that's it. So we might see a few hours of snow. Kansas City sees 8 to 10 hours of snow.
So it sounds like a pretty snow. I mean, if you can stay home tomorrow and then drink coffee and look out your window, it sounds pretty. When's your best guess that the snow will be gone? Is it one of these things like by the weekend it's all gone?
I think by, I think by Saturday afternoon it could be basically all gone.
Okay, very good.
Because we're going to warm up. We're going to warm up quickly, even with some snow on the ground.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So it's looking like, according to a couple of polls, yesterday we talked about a poll that said that Donald Trump was ahead of Ron DeSantis for the front runner for 2024. Now it's looking like Democrats want Biden, so maybe we'll see another matchup of Biden-Trump 2024.
Did you also see that in the big polls, Trump is leading Biden?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did not see
He's leading both DeSantis and Biden.
I also saw a story, maybe it was a week ago, week and a half ago, where people inside both parties don't want either of them.
You like mean the insiders?
Like people inside, right, not just your average voter, but people working within the parties don't want either one of them.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Yeah.
So this headline sounds funny, but it's not a funny story. The headline is "Woman Charged for Having 49 Mini Horses." But she's actually facing animal cruelty charges after allegedly letting multiple miniature horses starve to death. This happened in Pennsylvania. Man, how do you take on that many animals and then just stop taking care of them? It's insane.
I think you just answered your own question. I think to have 49 anythings, you have to be a little goofy. Unless this is your livelihood and you're a rancher.
Or you're super wealthy.
But if you're a normie and you have 49 anythings, you're probably crazy. And if you're crazy, you're probably not very responsible.
Yeah. I mean, being in dog rescue, you see that kind of thing happen where people are hoarders. And some people hoard garbage and stuff and newspapers and stuff. And some people hoard their pets. And we've had them where the animal control has had to go in and remove 20 dogs from one house because the person couldn't take care of 20 mm-hmm. dogs. And, help get them into a new home and all of that. But, I mean, dogs and horses, even miniature horses, it's not the same thing. I mean, just... not that many places you can place a miniature horse. It's ridiculous.
Did you guys see this big tweet that went viral the other day? It was like a Sweet 16 bracket of the best cities in America, and it was New York City versus St. Louis, and St. Louis actually ended up winning the Twitter poll.
No.
It was just because everyone on St. Louis Twitter was like galvanized and like, we want to win.
Very activated.
But it made me think of
New York was like, forget about it.
This story made me think of it because they're locking up ATMs in New York City. They're no longer available around the clock. Not all of them, but Chase is locking up their ATMs because there's so much crime and so much theft in New York City that they are shutting them down whenever the bank shuts down, too. So we're not the only city that has problems.
We'll talk about this with the think tank coming up in a second here with Kurt Barr and Jack Coder. We'll talk about this. Real question. What's happened? Is it just that we the more liberal among us have said, well, you know, these people who commit crimes, they typically come from very disadvantaged backgrounds. Let's take it a little easier on them. Let's do more counseling. Let's do less arresting. Is that at the core of why everything's gone nuts?
I don't think so, because the states with the highest crime and violent crime rates are all Republican southern states. It's all Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and all that. So
San Francisco isn't doing very well.
No. But I mean, if you're like Chicago. city, what's weird, but like cities are, you know, they tend to skew towards being liberal, being towards Democrats. The big cities tend to be, not all of them. And then the states, though, when you measure by state, the crime rates, it's not the number, but the crime rates are actually, and violent crime rates are actually higher. Poverty, and it's honestly, a lot of it's just poverty, right? You get a lot of people in one place, New York City, St. Louis, whatever. There's going to be a large number of people that don't have their needs met. They're going to resort to crime, and that's what's happening in some of the states that are in the South.
I don't want this to sound like I'm belittling anything. I really mean what I'm about to say. So many things seem so simple to me, you know, just like I don't know how to do it because I'm not an expert in it, but I don't understand why we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. To say, hey, there's a history of people coming from disadvantaged families and broken families. They end up going to a life of crime. We should work on that part of it with the kids who could end up being criminals. And once you are a criminal, we can take that into account and try to help you in some rehabilitative way. But once you're a criminal, to me, you've sort of punched your card that, well, you stole my car, we're going to arrest you. You shot a person, we're going to arrest you. We're going to put you in big boy jail, XYZ. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you have to choose one or the other. Serial killers typically have a story, right? There's a reason they became a serial killer, but we don't go, hey, we're going to give you a pass because your dad spanked you with a hairbrush. We go, you're a serial killer, need to go to jail. I don't understand why it's that difficult logically to just do both.
Where are people getting a pass? Like, where I'm not, that's
well,
what I'm missing.
Like Jack will be able to tell us, but my understanding is one of the problems in the city of St. Louis is it's all about sort of the criminals' rights and poor them because XYZ and less about the poor victims or the poor cops who have to chase them down. And, you know, Kim Gardner not prosecuting anybody and letting murderers go and letting carjackers go. And how many times have we heard from police officers in St. Louis that, hey, this is the best place in the world to steal a car. You're not going to get charged for it.
Yeah.
There has to be a reason for that. And it can't be just laziness. And my understanding is that's what it is. It's like this, to me, way over correction, way over compensation for feeling bad about the background of XYZ criminal. You guys agree, disagree?
No, I agree that we're blowing it in that regard. Like, we need to hire enough people to handle the crime in the city, right? I mean, we've talked about this. We went to it on the show when I was still with Ronj and Amy, that they're nowhere near the numbers that they used to be at when it came to people that are out on the beat, out on patrol, or following up on things. So, yeah, the resources need to be redirected. I think that might be the issue is... You have a limited amount of money. Do you and I disagree with what's happening. I agree more with you. The amount of resources you're going to be able to put towards a thing, do you put it towards fixing long-term problems or fixing short-term problems? And the mistake, I think you need to do both.
Right.
Even if you have to do them less well than you'd like to, you've got to do both. You can't say we're going to fix the problems down the road by focusing on, you know, economic issues, by focusing on raising people up. I mean, we have to do that. You have to, or you'll never solve the problem.
Look, I'm not trying to be AOC with, hey, global warming, the world's going to implode in 12 years. But I will say this, again, from a non-expert point of view. If we don't change what's going on in the city, 10 years from now, the city is just a husk.
Mm-hmm.
And you pretty much can just give it up.
Right. And I think that speaks to mismanagement and maybe poor philosophy here. But again, when we're looking nationwide, it's an interesting dynamic because we're talking about New York with the ATMs, or you talk about Chicago with a lot of the gun crime that they've had. The gun rate, the crime rate, so the most dangerous states in 2022 in the United States were Alaska, New Mexico, Tennessee, Arkansas, Arizona, Louisiana, Missouri, and then there's like one other, I think it's Mississippi. And it's like, okay, that's not where the big cities are. So there's crime everywhere there is poverty, which is kind of the issue. right? I mean, because what are those states? If you go look at the poorest states in the country, they're pretty much all of those. And the hard part is, to me anyway, is committing to doing two things at once and not either or.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Dave, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 352. We have the think tank coming up after the break. What do you got?
We've got some more audio here. You want to set it up,
Wheels? Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of what we end up finding on social media ends up being annoying or negative, right? We were talking about some of those things yesterday, or actually earlier today. And TikTok always gets a lot of crap. And, you know, we joke about the weird things. But to me, this is one of the cool things about an app like TikTok, because we always talk about influencers with kind of a negative tone. But here's a guy that's an influencer, a food influencer on TikTok, who was made aware of a really good restaurant in Las Vegas that was struggling to pay its rent. And let him set it up, and then we'll tell you about the story and how it went down.
Yesterday afternoon, I got an email from an employee of a family-owned restaurant here in Vegas. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 10. I spent $86.73. The email read, I'm an employee at Frankincense Pizzeria. It's really slow. We really can't afford rent, and we would love for you to come and try the food. The owner don't know you coming. It's a family-owned business, and the food is delicious, but we don't have a marketer behind us. That's the only reason why we don't really get that much business. The owner reached out to another food creator, and they tried to charge us $2,600 to do a food review. How much do you charge? Please let me know. Thank you. I didn't charge absolutely anything, and I bought my own food. Frank, from me to you, this is my opinion. There is no way you should be behind on rent or struggling to pay rent. It is marketing. That's 100% what I feel like. That food is delicious. The service is amazing. God is amazing. I'm always appreciative to be a vessel. I love trying places like this. This one of the ones. Yeah, Frank. Yeah, Frank. I'm coming back and I'm shaking your hand.
I actually know this guy. His name is Keith Lee.
Yeah. Yep. And so he was made aware by an employee at this place. And it's, again, it's a family-owned place. And you heard him kind of set it up, but we had to cut it for length. He goes through almost everything on the menu. He ordered almost $100 worth of food, burgers, pizza, chicken wings, and he graded them. And everything was like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. He's like saying these things are great. And it was interesting because he also explained that they reached out to a different food influencer who wanted to charge them $2,500 and have all the food provided for free. And his response was, no, I buy the food. And you don't pay me anything because wow. I need to be honest. So he said at the beginning, he's like, if I don't like the food, I'm going to say I don't like the food. And then when he got it and had it, he's just like, this is amazing. It's great. Well, since then, they've been so busy, they have to hire more people to cover the number of orders that they're getting. And that marketing element, which is what they were missing, has picked up because this guy basically just, I mean, that's how big this guy is, too. Keith Lee is pretty well known as a food reviewer. But I thought that was cool because this is a guy that, you hear about the influencers that are like privileged, right? Like if you want me to review your vacation, whatever it is, your resort, I need to come for free and I need the VIP and all that. And then you see this guy's like, I'm paying for the food. I'm just going to give people honest opinion. And that has influenced enough people where they tried it and they keep going back and the place is now going crazy.
Thank God. It's one of those things that gives you hope.
That's what I love about that story is like, we always know when people are being crappy on TikTok or people are being cringy on TikTok, you know, the mom that's going to do her weird dance with her kids standing next to her. Like, ugh. And then you get this kind of thing where a guy's just being honest. He's doing a really, you know, it tells me a lot about him too. Like now I think I can trust what he's telling me because he's not asking for everything free. He's not going to tell you anything that's BS simply because all he's going to do is go around to restaurants and say, give me free food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.